Welcome to the Rob, Comrad, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrad Mike Dabreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrad, and KO podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrad, and KO podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. I represent the Clemson Tigers on this podcast. We are not like certain other teams, like the Georgia Bulldogs, not worth a shit. We have some validity. Three national titles in the past, 40 years? Georgia's got one. Fuck Georgia in general. I have a couple of co-hosts. We'll start with the man from the upstate. He joins us this evening. He's ready to break down some football for you. He is Kale Hall. Kale, what's up, man?
Good evening. I seem to have misplaced my pen, so I'm looking everywhere. Because, you know, I got to find somewhere to scribe all my notes taken down with. Up to crayons over there.
Well, if you can't use your pen, you're going to be flooded.
I saw it just come across the ESPN ticker just now that Liberty has extended Hugh Freeze through 2026. So I
poor
guess
comrade.
He will not be coming to Columbia.
Poor comrade. Good. Poor comrade.
Good.
So that leaves the only viable candidates are, let's see here. They're going to go dig up Bear Bryant.
Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs. Yeah, that might work.
Don Shula.
Don Shula to come coach at that shithole. But,
that,
you know.
Don Coryell. Eric Coryell.
George Allen.
Why don't you just let Don Staley coach? She might do better.
I was watching an old NFL films clip of George Allen the other day.
Yeah.
And he pulls the Redskins together. They're playing the Cowboys. And he goes, I'll tell you right now, they're a bunch of damn front runners. You just get on their ass and they'll fold up. They have a bunch of front runners. Now I'm just laughing my ass off. Of course, the Cowboys kicked their ass.
By the way, I didn't introduce him with his music, but the comrade Mike Dabreski is here.
And I represent a school that has a number one ranked program right now. I'm not sure if you have one of those at Clemson right now, but at Carolina right now, we have the number one ranked women's basketball team in the country. Preseason rankings came out. Basketball is around the corner. And we have one. Clemson does not have any right now. Not anything. Sure. So just something to bring up. It's good to be number one. It's going to have them win a program.
Can you respond to Sally Donegan there? How about that?
Tony Jackson goes Dan Reeves. You know what? I love Dan Reeves. He's
hey,
a game
dickhead. Pay attention.
I think he's too old.
Pay attention. But, you know, what about Sally?
How about Chad Morris? Hell no.
Feels good, man.
Jesus Christ, no.
Feels real good, man.
I would have liked Dan Reeves back in like 19, not like for Brad, instead of hiring Brad Scott, I'm not sure if Dan Reeves would want to coach. Obviously, he probably didn't want to coach college. He never coached college before. So I'm guessing that the Gamecocks probably reached out to him, I'm guessing, after they fired Sparky Woods. And he probably said, I'm not in the college. You know, I think it was the Giants back then. So I'm guessing he didn't. But Dan Reeves has been a good guy, you know, Gamecock and all that stuff, too.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of offense, what about Jerry Glanville? You think he'd come here?
Oh, he'd leave two tickets there for Elvis every game. I know that. Yeah. He'd leave, you know, there it is.
What
he
a
was
shit
the too
show.
Legit to quit coach, wasn't he, for the Falcons, too?
Yes.
He was the coach of that Falcon team, yeah. I know he was with the Oilers for a while. All I remember about Glanville is his two assistants. This is Buddy Ryan and what's his face? Kevin Gilbride had a fist fight in the sidelines.
Yeah.
I think he was the head coach of that team. And that was when Joe Montana like ate them up. Old man Joe Montana with the Chiefs went into the Astrodome underdogs and just tore them up. And they started fighting in the sidelines. Good stuff.
Well, I don't know who the next Gamecock coach is going to be, but I do have a clip that I want to play for you today that, it's pretty sad. You know, I hope that this would be the final straw for the comrade, and he'd finally
For Kale.
No, it's for you.
My text say for Kale. Kale,
I ignored that because I thought you were just being an ignorant fuck. But today, Will Muschamp basically defended DJ Durkin. And I went and pulled the audio because the comrade sent
First
me
of all,
a tweet.
Who sent you the stuff right now? Who sent you quote? I didn't do that.
Oh my God, I didn't do that, Rob.
I could have hid that. I could have buried it. So give me some credit, first of all, for alerting
Mike,
you to
it. God damn you, dumb fuck. I just said you sent it.
Okay, I'm just saying, though.
You peckerhead. So, holy shit, dude.
So I could have hid it. I could have been, you know.
Like I wouldn't have found it, comrade.
You wouldn't have found it by today.
Bullshit.
You would have found it by Sunday and forgotten about it.
No,
but,
I wouldn't.
You know,
no,
I so
wouldn't.
I gave it to you. I give you things to use against me because I'm a team player, Rob. That's what I am.
No, you're not.
You don't do the same for me. No, you hide
bullshit.
Stuff. You bury things.
I don't
things.
Hide anything.
You
I don't
bury
hide anything.
Things. I find out things like 8 days later that Dabo okay. did. And I'm like, oh, I forgot to tell you about that. It's all right. It's fine. It's fine, Rob.
That's not what I do. Anyway, I pulled the audio today from the SEC teleconference. This is what the comrade's heroes said and
not
about DJ
hero,
Durkin.
Bastard.
About DJ Durkin, who basically had a kid die under his watch. Here's the comments from Coach Muschamp.
And you realize that, well, what a genuine good person that he is. But he's an outstanding football coach. He's a great husband. He's a great father. A guy that I've got a tremendous amount of respect for.
Sure
he's been through a difficult time there, obviously, at Maryland. And, you know, I hate that what he went through. But he's an outstanding person and a guy that I've got a tremendous respect for.
Yeah.
You meet him and you realize
Let's slow down a minute there, Coach. What he went through at Maryland. I wonder what Jordan McNair's family went through, you arrogant, stupid fuck.
Let
I wonder
me defend
what his family
a little
went
bit
to.
Now. Can I?
No,
can
no,
I
no, no, no.
Bit?
You don't get to defend him.
Okay.
You don't get to defend
him.
Him
a little bit.
No. Nope.
Maybe what he's talking about. Okay. And I hope no one asked him this question because he may prove me wrong. But I'm gonna just assume that what he was talking about was going through the losing a player to a player dying. On your team,
no,
had been awful to go
comrade,
through. That's what I'm hoping he meant by it, and
comrade.
I'm going to believe that's what he meant by it. I'm going to believe that in my core, that's right. what he meant. But I have my doubts. But I'm going to believe to my core
up.
He meant it's got to be awful losing a player to death like that on your team. That's what I'm hoping he meant.
That's not what he meant. Jackpot. What do you think he meant?
What was the question? Why would this conversation come up?
Because a reporter
asked about their team.
No, a reporter asked him about his relationship with DJ Durkin and what he thought of what Durkin was doing with the defense at Ole Miss, since Durkin's now the defensive coordinator. Because Lane Kiffin, we know, has no fucking soul.
He shouldn't just do the smart thing. Comment on it.
Exactly.
He has been at Ole Miss for however long. And just leave that fucking part out of it. He already got his ass roasted about it 2 years ago.
Dumb.
He already got roasted over this. So why are you being fucking stupid? It's just
He's gonna be the video coordinator for Kirby Smart. They'll have two Mr. Potato Head motherfuckers together.
He's taking his resume out and wiping his butt
with
it.
I hoped that the question was about the incident, and that was his answer, thinking that's what he meant. But then I realized that the question was about DJ Durkin, his relationship, and his defense, which means Will doesn't say shit about what happened to Maryland. Say, you know what? He's a good guy. I'm friends with him, okay? That's a little bit creepy, but, you know, whatever. And then say, man, he's a hell of a defensive coach, even though Ole Miss defense has been horrible this year. But still, you know, he could say, listen, he's a great defensive coach like I am. Both our defenses blow dick. I mean, you could have said that. But, like, you don't have to say anything about the Maryland thing. But I'm gonna believe my core because I do think Muschamp's a good guy, okay? I don't think he's a good coach anymore. I'm off the fucking train in that, okay? But I don't think he's a bad – his players really love him. And I know you can bring up the one mother, Golden Malire, whatever, okay? Sure. But his players really love him. okay? And I'm hoping he meant that having to lose a player like that, dying, and how Muschamp thinks of his own players, that that's what he meant by going through. I'm gonna believe that. Okay. I'm going to believe that because I have right now.
We're going to play it one more time. We'll play it one more time.
Because this is interactive and all that's fine. I want to respond to talk to Paul over there on YouTube.
Oh my Lord!
Highlight his the bullshit that dripped from his mouth earlier. This is the typical Carol Wina team. I don't know why they're getting so upset. No, it's not, you fuck stick. We don't lose 48-3 at home to a just above average fucking team. Okay, we just don't. Okay, were we just a typical fucking Carol Wina team when we were ramming our foot up your ass 5 years in a row? Was that typical? Was it typical? Let's just remember that before that, you're fucking typical too. You were typical fucking losers, okay? You have that for long enough to where the fucking sun, moon, and stars of the fucking football universe doesn't revolve around you, fuck sticks. Fucking sticks. Stupid motherfuckers. God damn it. If Clemson was a fucking person, I would kick the shit out of it. Fuck him.
They are. They are a person. You know who they are? They're Rob Sanders. That's who they are, Cal Hall. That's the person. And he lives about three blocks from me. Come over. We'll take care of them both. Come on.
Fucking blow me.
Well, fuck Cal.
He might do that. Rob might do that. I don't know.
Hey, you know where my house is, motherfucker. You already got pinged on Facebook today for saying you wanted to fight. Don't start.
That was yesterday, yeah. Apparently, Facebook has lost the sarcasm detector because I was accused of Facebook of being, what did they say? I was threatening somebody. I told Rob, I think in front of Butts, I said, give me your address. I can come kick your ass.
They, typical Carolina.
Facebook Fleming. So. Do you see Ryan Fleming's in here right now? He called me a tard. Ryan Fleming called me a tard.
Who is Ryan
Fleming?
This is
the dude. This is, you know Ryan Fleming, you know, dude who tries to shoot a gun on video and he can't quite do it.
Oh, that's the plagiarizer.
Ryan Fleming, I once made a joke that I had a website I wanted to write for, and he like emailed me all this stuff like, yeah, and I go, I'm joking, buddy. I would never let you write for any website I'm on. But yeah, Ryan Fleming called me a tard. Good Lord. Go check out Ryan Fleming's Facebook videos and when he shoots a gun, it's the most asinine thing you ever seen in your life. And I'm not a person who's really against gun restrictions, but when you watch Ryan Fleming try to shoot a gun, you suddenly think, man, maybe we should have some major gun restrictions if that tool has a gun. But anyway, off topic. But
anyway,
welcome Ryan to the show, buddy. You should call in. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, you know what? I'll open up the phone lines just for him. We have to pick our games this evening a little bit here. I want to play the Will Muschamp quote one more time here. What you got, Kale? Go ahead.
No, don't. Please don't.
Is that the real Ryan Fleming?
I think so.
Oh, God. Anyway.
You meet him and you realize what a genuine good person that he is. But he's an outstanding football coach. He's a great husband. He's a great father. A guy that I've got a tremendous amount of respect for.
I respect him even though people die under his
difficult time there, obviously, at Maryland.
Difficult time.
You know, I hate what he went through. But he's an outstanding person and a guy that I've got a tremendous respect for.
Tremendous respect for.
I think he means just losing a player. We're going to say that. Okay. Once again, he didn't have to go there. He did not have to go there. Just say he's a really good football mind, and he's a talented football coach, and we're friends. I got to say, God, you know, Muschamp, listen, if you don't think – Muschamp's not stupid. He knows his ass is grass, okay?
You know what, dude, but real talk, the way that you still fucking defend him pisses me off to no end.
I'm not defending him.
Yes, you are. Maybe he feels this way. How about just say, you know what? He's a cunt.
I'm saying, listen.
Why can't you do that? Kale does it. Kale calls him a cunt. He's a cunt.
I don't know. Kale says he's a good guy, too. Both Kale and I like Will Muschamp as a guy. We both have, I mean, Kale came to the conclusion early on. I've recently come to the conclusion he's not going to make it as a coach. But,
God damn.
You know, I think right now he knows it's desperation time. The whole bringing up the 3-year record, I mean, I don't know if he reads my posts or shit like that. He must. he needs to stop and just say, listen, I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to make a case for himself. He's trying to turn the fans back on his side, but nothing he says is going to do that. All he does, because that just sounds dumb, all he can do is win games at this point. I mean, that's the only way you're going to do it is win games, and I don't know how many games he can win this year, but he's not going to do it by talking. He's got to learn. Listen,
Jackpot, what were you saying there, Jackpot? You got cut off there, buddy. What'd you say?
Shit, I don't remember.
Jackpot's just seething. He looks mad as fuck.
Reading the comments here. Scout says, you like him as a guy. This explains so much. Scout, why are you named after a shitty International Harvester four-wheel drive vehicle?
You like him?
Brock Lee, Kel could fight you in the parking garage.
Who is Scout?
Earlier it was outside of Donuts.
Named after a damn what in the freaking To Kill a Mockingbird, right? That's Scout.
No, yeah, and that was the International the Scout. Chick.
Yeah, like
a shitty version
Scout.
Of like a Land Cruiser or something.
Are you a Boy Scout? Does that explains a lot too? Yeah, I like him as a guy in terms of I think he's a good guy. Like, try to be sexual about it. I mean, where's your brain at? I know I'm good looking, dude, but I'm married and I'm not into you. I'm sorry. Good Lord.
Sponsors for the show include Callaway's Bar and Grill, sponsors the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. We will pick our games here in just a moment. Before we get
Danny D. Rock Mahaffey says, thank God, comma, y'all don't play Clemson year. What is Clemson year?
Look at Brian Pettit's comment question for you, Kakel. Would you take Jim Harbaugh? I take Jim Harbaugh. I take him.
Oh God!
Okay. He wouldn't come here, but I'd take him.
I would. Our other sponsor is DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the comrade. Read away.
Hold on, let me pull this shit up. I forgot to pull it up. Hold on. All right.
You will not refer to this as shit.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. I am a hypocrite. I want Hugh Freeze. No, I don't. I am a mouth breathing, knuckle dragging caveman. The only person who makes me look smart is Joe Anders. I have overdosed on toenails, meth, and gay Spanish fly. Matt Tomlinson uses the big boy urinal, while I drink from the little urinal. I have an alligator mouth and a tadpole ass. I speak idiot, and only Carolina fans can interpret. Lastly, Clemson won a national championship a damn decade before we won a bowl game. We deserve the decade of dicking from upstate Jesus. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
Dennis messaged me that earlier. God damn it, Dennis.
Before we move on, I wanted to respond here to another comment, that a little offshoot of this comment. Talk to Paul says, funny thing is Gamecock fans can't accept reality. Most of your history is misery and woe, and even with the very little good moments, you can't win your conference. Well, whatever. Slate says that Muschamp is about as ridiculous, or Harbaugh is ridiculous as Muschamp and Pruitt. What about the Tennessee man, though?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to deflect anything right now. Yeah. What about the Tennessee man? They're all ready to fire Jeremy Pruitt. I mean, they're just warming up the feathers right now. And I mean, back in August, they were back. We're back. Yeah. We just beat Indiana in the Gator Bowl. We are back. And now they're ready to fire him. They haven't even finished paying off Butch Jones' buyout yet.
Listen, look up Harbaugh. He did great things at Stanford, and really good things at Stanford. He put Stanford on the map. Not a good map. They had some good teams before, but he turned that program around. They were horrible when he got there. Michigan, listen, before he got there, Michigan wasn't even relevant anymore. Like, they were really bad, and he's got them to the point. I know they can't beat Ohio State. And I know Michigan State's beat him a lot. I mean, I'm not defending all that. I know Michigan fans aren't happy, but he has them at least like a top 20 team every year. I mean, which shouldn't be hard at Michigan, but they weren't doing that before he got there. I mean, with Brady Hoke and Rich Pryor was there for Brady Hoke. I mean, they weren't doing that. They were like 6-6 and which is horrible for Michigan, for a school that big and resources. So I'm not saying he's the greatest college coach of all time, But if he wanted to come to Carolina, I wouldn't tell him no. I mean, he's kind of weird, but I think he might be able to do good things. We're more like Stanford in terms of academics. That's a good one. No, we're like in terms of, you know, Stanford was a tough job, and I think the Gamecocks can be a little bit of a tough job too in terms of those things. But
yo,
I
mean, what's up? My first day. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, who's this? Hey, it's Dennis Wilson. Dennis, welcome to the program.
The fake one or the
There's
real
only
one?
There's only this one Dennis Wilson.
There's a fake
Dick
one.
Oh, it's Erect Dick Dulay. Welcome to the show, yes. Sir.
Yes. Let me speak with my French accent, sir. I love how Kale cock blocked all the responses we were going to have with Michael DeBresny's truth segment. Kale goes on a tangent and gets everybody off track. Michael, I wanted to tell you thank you because that was probably the best truth segment I've heard you.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, is normally I don't read them beforehand, but Rob sent them pretty early, and I was checking my email. I think it was at work, actually. And I pulled it up there. I started reading it and started laughing. Went, Jesus Christ, I got to read that shit tonight. But so I actually saw that one. So I was able to hold back my laughter a little bit doing it live. Normally, I don't read them before I go on the air. But this time, I read it by accident. So,
man. Well, I'm not going to lie. I touched myself while you read it. So I just wanted to say thank you.
That's the goal.
And every bit of it was true. Every damn bit of it.
No, the Hugh Freeze part's not true. I don't want Hugh Freeze. That's not true.
I'm ready to hear your picks. I don't even know where I'm at in the standings. Like I said, Mom gave us a little scare, but she's doing better. But, Kale, just so you know, I had a great week one. And I've shit the bed the last couple weeks, but I will retain my position. You know, you peasants can kiss the ring, which y'all are used to that, damn chicken fans. But, the crown
it wasn't
will be
easy
on
to get the slate
again.
Together today. Cal and I were working overtime trying to get the slate together, a lot of cancellations. Rob was MIA during this, and Rob, Cal had to make some tough decisions for the 8-game slate tonight. So it wasn't easy.
Sleeping, from what I heard.
Sleeping and jerking off, and we're over there making big decisions about games. What we're gonna do?
Doing all the
engineering. So hopefully
for the
everyone
show.
Will be happy with the games
so
we picked for tonight.
You two fucking dickheads can just come in, and just sit there and talk, and I just fucking do all the other work. I mean, no, nothing. I'm not doing anything. No, none of that.
Just
no. Rob, thank you, Rob, for all you do.
Thank you.
I'm gonna hang up and listen now.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate
all right, Big D.
Dennis Wilson joining the show. We love Dennis Wilson here on the Rob, Comrade, and Kale show. All right, look at there's Kale's dog. Shout out to Kale's dog, checking out the show there. All right, so
Timmy was scared tonight. We had a bad thunderstorm up here in the upstate. Rocked the trailer home.
Brian Pettit brings up Eric Bieniemy.
He came upstairs.
Yeah, I think he wants to coach the NFL though, Brian. He's a good coach. I think he's probably getting an NFL job next year. Under Andy Reid right now, but I don't think he wants to coach college. I'm not sure he has a degree either. That's one thing you have to look at too. Like Deuce Daly has that issue. He doesn't have his degree. You can't coach college unless you have a degree, college degree.
Will Muschamp have a degree?
He does. I think he has a doctorate in
fuckery.
And flipping. And
he
fuckery.
Has a doctorate in fuckery.
Now, I'm not sure about Bieniemy, but that could be I haven't really heard him mentioned for jobs. Like, for instance, he's a Colorado grad, and Colorado had a job opening this past year. He wasn't even mentioned for it, really, because either he doesn't want to coach college football, or he doesn't have a college degree and has no intention. But I think he's on the fast track to get an NFL job. I think he's going to get the next NFL opening next year, or because he's basically the OC for the Chiefs now under Reed. So,
all right, so can we pick some games, gentlemen?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Who do you want to pick first there? Since you are behind everybody on the show here, Kale, do you want to pick first? You want me to pick
first? Actually, Kale and I are tied now, by the way, jackass.
Oh, well, you've had the shittiest month, comrade. You can pick first. How's that sound?
Okay, what game are we doing first?
Miami at Virginia Tech. This is a replacement game here.
replacement Virginia Tech, game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a game that took place of a shithole Big Ten game.
It's a game that Kel and I had to come up with because you were no help. So we chose
the game.
I mean,
I was only, whatever. Okay, Virginia Tech is a two-point favorite in this game.
Okay, I'm going first. I don't really – like, maybe – listen, we're at this point right now, my confidence in my picks has been shaken to the core. Okay, you get five right in 4 weeks, you fucking doubt yourself. But, like, this one seems really easy. Like, I just don't – I know Virginia Tech lost like, to Liberty, and, you know, part of me thinks they'll bounce back from that. I mean, the Gamecocks lost to the Citadel, and then they came back and almost beat the Clemson Tigers. Should have beat Clemson Tigers, too. But Perry Orth, quarterback, shred your defense. So I'm a little worried about that. But without that game, I think Miami's a better team. All my numbers say Miami's win the game outright, and you're going to be 2 points on top of that, which really isn't a whole lot. But I like the Canes. I rode the Canes earlier in the year when I was red hot. We haven't had the Canes in a while. Maybe this is kind of a flashback to me getting back on track. I'm taking the U. Let me put the U up. Put it up real quick.
Kale, what's your pick, buddy? What do you like?
Well, the U is 0-4 against the spread in their last four games. Last week, they almost lost to NC State, who's not a very good team. They was missing some players on defense from the COVID. I don't know if they're fucking back or not. Who the hell knows anymore with this shit? But I do know that ranked teams, they're underdogs to an unranked team this year are 4-16-1 against the spread. Virginia Tech is a wounded animal. Take the Hokies.
Interesting.
I don't trust any of the comrades' picks. I mean, he is a total shithole. If he's picking one, I'm probably going to have to go the other way. And I buy what Kale's selling.
That's how I make up ground right there. I just picked up a game right there, folks.
I think Virginia Tech wins at home, and I think they win by 7 or 8 points.
I can't believe it's cold this long.
Coastal Carolina at Troy. Coastal Carolina is a 5-point favorite. Comrade, tell us a shitty Troy joke.
I'm so fucking sick of Coastal Carolina, and I bet against them every time we've had them in the year, and I've lost every damn time. And last week pissed me off because there was no way in hell they should have covered that game. The team they played, what the fuck team they played last week? I can't remember the team. Yeah, had the ball in the red zone like 45 times, scored like 3 points, okay? And it's bullshit, okay? So here's what I'm going to do. I want Coastal Carolina to lose this game. I want them to lose this game really fucking bad. So how do I get them to lose the game? I'm going to take them. I'm going to fucking take them this week.
God damn it.
I'm going to take them to cover the spread. And you know what? If they cover the spread and win the game, then I get a pick right and they win. If they lose the game, then I'm happy. You know what's probably going to happen? They'll win by fucking 3 this week. And I'm going to freaking go down there and kill somebody. Okay? But I'm taking Coastal to cover -5 because I hate their program. They're traitors, number one. Traitors.
How are they traitors? Fuck are you talking about?
How they're traitors. They were a branch of the University of South Carolina, and they broke away like bitches. Okay? Broke away from the family. They're traitors. Traitors. Hope they lose. So I'm going to take them in hopes they lose. I'm going to try to reverse psychology on this.
Typical.
I'll take Coastal Carolina on this
spot.
But by the way, the spread's 10 right now. So everyone and their mother is taking Coastal Carolina. So I hope they lose. I'll take a loss there. I'm going to go 7-1 this week.
What's your pick, man?
I know the Troy Trojans are tough at home, and it's time for this team to lose a game. So I'm taking Troy.
Okay. Well, under that logic, the line's up to 10, but Coastal Carolina's giving up 5. I'll take Coastal. I like siding with the comrade.
There you go.
But I think Coastal's just a better team. That's just my opinion. They do a lot more on offense. I think they'll push Troy around a little bit, win that game by 7 points. Utah at UCLA. Utah's a 2-point favorite. Comrade, who you got?
Listen, apparently, according to my sources, Jake Bentley's starting the game. Jake the Snake, okay? And last time we saw Jake Bentley, he wasn't very good. He wasn't very good at all. But I think he's going to show out this one right here. He's going to put on a show. He's going to take all development he got from Boom, all of it, and put on a show. And I think Utah wins the game by 3.
Kale, what's your pick, bud?
What's the line on that game again?
Minus two. Utah minus two.
Utah minus two on the road at UCLA.
In the Rose Bowl.
I'll take Utah as well. I don't think UCLA is very good.
UCLA is very good either. So I'll roll with Utah. If we all have to have a kiss of death from the comrade, then we'll all lose that one. UNLV at San Jose State, the Cale Hall special. Comrade, what's your pick here, sir?
By the way, two things have happened in my streak right now. I was flying along, winning like 85% of my games. And then suddenly we had a decision to make, let's have a Cale Hall special every week. And then Rob goes, let's have Coastal every week. And ever since then, I can't win shit. So I can't stand this damn game, and I have no idea. And so I'm going to go ahead and you know what? I've been taking the underdog in all these games, thinking, hey, take the points. But I'm going to take San Jose State because my first instinct is take UNLV, and I'm going to do everything opposite, like George Costanza did, okay? In the episode of Seinfeld. He did everything opposite for like a week, and his life turned around. My first instinct is UNLV. That's been working out very well. I'm taking San Jose State minus 15.
All right, well, I don't trust the Cale Hall special at all. So whatever Cale picks, since his name is in it, I'm going to go with Cale.
Bitch.
Because, just saying, whatever Cale goes with, that's what I'm picking too. How about it, Cale?
San Jose State, 3-0, UNLV, 0-3. What's our line on it?
15,
right
minus 15.
15 right now. San Jose State has a pretty good defense. They're pretty solid. And offense, they're decent. I mean, they put up 38 points against New Mexico. I guess that's pretty good. So the quarterback play is pretty good for them. UNLV is not a very good team. I want to take San Jose in this one. San Jose, can you see?
San Jose State, that's who I'm taking too. Arkansas plays at Florida. Florida is an 18-point favorite. Comrade, who's your pick, sir?
You know what? What I've been telling you all year long, Florida's a fraud.
Yeah, well, that hasn't worked out well for you. So.
And there's two of my theories come together. They come together and meet at a head. The first theory is addition by subtraction. You get rid of Chad Morris, your team gets better. Like that, son, with the quickness, and it's happened this year. Okay? Arkansas has been very good to me. I've won five games the last 4 weeks. I think Arkansas has won three of them for me, to be honest with you. Okay? And I have a feeling Florida, after the big win of Georgia, their head's all big right now. Let down game. This game's in Arkansas, too, isn't it? It's in Arkansas. It's in Florida? Okay. Anyway, let down game. They're winning the COVID capital of the world, Florida. Let down game right here. It wouldn't shock me. If Arkansas won this game outright, it wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me. But I'll get the 18 points just to be safe. Take Arkansas.
Kale, what's your pick, buddy?
Suey.
Yeah. Both teams coming off a win last week. And the X factor here, how good is Florida's pass defense? I don't think it's very good. Now, last week, they really didn't have to they weren't really put to the test by the Georgia quarterback system because, they're not very good. But I think that Arkansas covers spread here. I think they play hard and play well and put some points up on Florida defense because I think that Felipe Beans and Franks is looking to come back to the swamp. Mm-hmm. And
show out.
Have a good showing against the team that kind of cast him off a little bit there after he got injured. They didn't want to have anything to do with him when he was all healed up and that. So, I'm going to take Arkansas here. He's looked pretty good this year. He really has.
Didn't the Florida fan base kind of turn on him, too? It was kind of. They didn't really like him.
He didn't do himself any favors. He kind of, in the South Carolina game 2 years ago when he ran, that little two-yard touchdown, he, hushed the home crowd because they were getting restless because, you know, I was losing to the Gamecocks. I guess that's just the most damn embarrassing thing in the world. I might have been booing a little bit or some shit. He ran, got a touchdown, a little touchdown run, and he told the home crowd to shut up. So, kind of did it to himself, I guess. Yeah.
I like Florida in this game. I think Florida comes out and lays the hammer to them. I think Arkansas has been well, the comrades hated Florida all year. We've got the audio for that. He thinks that Georgia's better than Florida. We've got the audio for that. So the comrades' picks have been shit. Georgia is not even on the same fucking planet as Florida.
I didn't know they were playing stepping jackass, okay? Fucking
well, whose fault is that, comrade?
I mean, that's fucking...
Whose fault is that?
Kirby Smart's fault.
Okay, it's Kirby Smart's fault. Kirby Smart's the head of the program.
I didn't know he was a moron.
They are fucksticks. Anyone that's in that Muschamp coaching tree with Georgia and everything else sucks an asshole.
I didn't know he was a moron. Apparently
he's a complete moron. It took you fucking 5 years to figure out Muschamp's a moron.
Hey, I called A&M beating Florida tonight. I called that.
Oh, Jesus
I called
Christ.
It on the show.
You pick Florida to lose every goddamn week, Mike. You're going to get one right eventually.
I don't give a shit. They're losing this week.
Okay.
Screw the spread.
Go ahead, Kale, please.
Another thing you can look at here situationally-wise is that Florida has sewed up the SEC East. So, yeah, they may just be looking to kind of coast the rest of the way.
Indiana at Michigan State. It's fucking Big Ten's garbage. Indiana's a top
game,
team in the country.
Replacement game.
No one gives a shit. Comrade, what's your
State, Maryland.
Why do you hate them? It's the dumbest thing
in the world that he hates the Big Ten. He's an ACC football fan, and
not
he looks
an
down
ACC
upon the Big Ten and the Pac-12.
I know, right? I mean,
you can't look down on anybody. I'm sorry.
That's where you're dumb, once again. I'm
okay,
not like
you,
you can't
SEC look down on anybody.
Fucks that
Indiana,
ride each other's
Indiana
nuts. Okay? I don't give
Big
a
Ten,
fuck.
I can, listen, I if you gave him the choice between Big Ten football, okay, ACC football, or having my nuts beat down by a hammer, I would go Big Ten football first, nuts hammer to my nuts, then ACC football. That's what I would do. That's my order right there. Okay? So I don't understand the whole thing. Anyway, so we placed my game in Ohio State, Maryland. It was our original game. It got canceled because of COVID, which I'm really mad because I like Maryland in that game. I like Maryland in that game to cover that big spread. We don't have that game. I feel like I took an easy win away from me right there. But I have to regroup. Had to do some quick research on the fly. I'm going to take the Hoosiers to cover the spread. I think they're a good team. Michigan State, I know that they're nice win against Michigan. It's kind of a weird game. Michigan State has not looked really good this year. I watched them play a couple weeks ago, and they just did not look really good. Indiana looks like a really well-coached team. I like the way they play. They got some athletes, too, which is weird seeing Indiana football athletes. They got some athletes, though. They got a little speed. Maybe it's because the Big Ten is crappy with speed, and they look, and by comparison. But I think Indiana rolls in this game. Rolls by about 21 points. Take the Hoosiers.
Kale, what's your pick?
I'm going to side with the comrade there. I think Indiana kicks their ass. Michigan State sucks. They lost 49-7 last week to Iowa.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Indiana, too. I don't have really very much faith in Michigan State, so – they're just not very good. Sort of like the whole fucking conference. Notre Dame's at Boston College. Notre Dame is a 16-point favorite in this matchup. Comrade, what do you got?
This is kind of a – Notre Dame's got to kind of regroup now. They have a big win over Clemson. They have dominated the ACC. Finally, never lost a conference game in their life, okay? And, it's the ACC, so we can't give them too much credit for that. Boston College is tough, and I go back to the famous game in '93 with Glenn Foley, taking out Lou Holtz and the Irish, could have been a national title team that year, and Glenn Foley took them down. This was in Boston College in Chestnut Hill. This is a stone's throw away from Fenway Park, greatest place in the world. I think Boston College covers the spread. I think they're in this game late. I think Notre Dame wins, kind of pulls it out in the end, but I think this game is going to be a good – this is probably the game of the week. This is probably the best game of the weekend that you can watch down to the wire. I think Notre Dame pulls it out. Maybe they get a little good break here and there. The referees may help them out because they want them to get in the national title game. So maybe you see a phantom pass interference call somewhere, some screw job, maybe like the Troy game against Clemson, the guy goes in and he fumbles and they say, oh no, he was down. But I'll take Boston College plus 16 though.
Kale, what's your pick, man?
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Boston College. Look, these two always play each other tight. And like you said, 27 years ago, right the week after Notre Dame knocked off number one Florida State, they lost to Boston College. And I could see another little situational thing here. Phil Djurkovic, quarterback for Boston College.
Djurkovic.
He was cast into the trash pile by Notre Dame. They didn't want him. That's what happened? Right. He answered the transfer portal. Ends up at Boston College, and he's looked pretty solid this year. Put up put up some decent numbers, especially against a team wearing orange. We won't name right now, but anyway, Boston College I think covers here. I think he's getting pretty close.
We got two games like that. We got Felipe Franks and Djurkovic, both playing against their former teams, a little chip on their shoulder. So
yeah, they're in the little chip on the shoulder spots.
Yeah,
and both of them will play like bitches this weekend, and both of them will get blown out. Give me Notre Dame minus 16 as the Irish win big there.
Rob's a Notre Dame fan now because Rob has to validate that loss.
I don't have to validate anything. Clemson's going to win out.
He's the biggest Notre Dame fan in the world now.
I'm not a Notre Dame fan.
Validate our loss.
I was supposed to be at the game. I don't have to justify myself to you, dude. You're fucking won five picks in a month. Final game.
You're so afraid that Boston College will blow on Notre Dame.
They're not going to blow on Notre Dame.
You are nervous about the shit.
Why would that bother me?
Notre Dame, let's not forget that Notre Dame played into the fourth quarter of Duke.
Why? Louisville. Stop and think about what you're saying there. Why in the fuck would that bother me?
Because it does.
No, it doesn't.
I know they're you. I know your ass.
Not that good.
It doesn't bother me.
We know you, Rob. I know you like the back of my hand.
You don't know shit.
The back of my hand. Right?
You don't know shit. You don't know shit. I tell you what I know. I know that your coach is a shithead.
Meet him and you realize that what a genuine good person that he is.
Oh, yeah.
But he's genuine, an outstanding football coach. He's
Players
a great husband.
Die under
he's a great
his
father.
Watch, but I still love him.
A guy that
good
I
father, good husband.
Of respect yep. for.
Good father, good husband.
Will Muschamp and DJ Durkin scissor
each other. What's more
each
important
other.
Than being a good father and a good husband, brother? Nothing more important than that.
Hey, comrade, would you like to go over there on the YouTube channel? Chat and correct Scout. Love the Carolina fans with an all-time losing record to the ACC. Is that factually inaccurate?
That's factually incorrect. I'm sorry. Now, he's going to pull up our records against every ACC team currently in there, and then you have to educate him. That's not how it works. So, no. Winning record for ACC all-time, okay? Look it up and, do a little research on that, but you're wrong, Scout. Shocking.
Final game of the season with my two jerk off friends here. South Carolina plays at Ole Piss. Ole Piss is a 7-point favorite. Lines jumped up too on this game because South Carolina is not worth a shit. Comrade, where are you going first, buddy? Tell us how you're going to defend Will Muschamp as he defends.
All my numbers say it's like a 7-point game. So all my numbers say it's right on the point spread. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking of, okay? Listen, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I trust I trust Muschamp too much. But what I'm hearing is we're going to change things up this week. We're going to be playing Helinski. I'm hearing Luke Doty, a lot of quarterback. Now, once again, that's probably a lie. But I'm gonna try to trust Muschamp this week, and I think that this Helinski playing more will give – listen, I don't blame Colin Hill for our shit season, by the way. Okay, he had a bad week last week, but that was because everyone dropped passes in his ass. And then by the second half, he was horrible. But if people catch passes, he was okay. But I'm hoping we play a lot of Helinski, a lot of Luke Doty, give him a little spark. Ole Miss's defense is horrible. They don't tackle for shit. Okay, Ole Miss's quarterback had a great game last week. But if we can stop their running game and basically kind of play, a little zone defense. He's not that good. He can throw picks. So I think the Gamecocks go on the road. It's in the Grove, and Will Muschamp owns the Grove. Owns the Grove. Okay, owns it. I think the Gamecocks pull this one out in a nail-biter, in a thriller. and he tries to turn the tide. Okay, once again, I'm not in the Will Muschamp bus anymore. I'm not getting back on it. But I think he wins this game right here, and it could be our last win of the year. Well, that will be Georgia too. Okay, take care of Ole Miss at this point here.
If they can get a team together.
Yeah, that's true too.
Who knows?
Kale, what you got? Your pick, Kale. Are you struggling, Kale?
I just think that we are backed up into a corner. I think Ole Miss has a shitty defense. I think that we can score enough points and keep this thing really, really close and really tight. I'm gonna take fucking Gamecocks. And
oh, shit.
And that one holds, but I'm gonna take the Gamecocks.
I refuse to lose Lane Kiffin and DJ Durkin. I refuse.
Well, you'd be better off if you went out there and fucking played, both of you, because you'd have a little bit more heart than the rest of your fucking team.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you right now, okay? If I come here Sunday and we lose, if we lose, I'll be pissed. If we get our ass kicked, I'll be really fucking pissed. There is no, like, we should be in the game. Like, we should win the game. I'm mean, mad if we lose the game. Ole Miss is not that good. If we can't beat Ole Miss, I mean, I'll tell you what. Thank God basketball's almost here.
Well, I've got good audio of both of you claiming you're going to have a win there. I am taking Ole Miss, and I think they win by 20. You're not that good. You're not
that
good.
If we lose by 20, they need to fire. I mean, I don't know.
You can't hold on. You can't fire anybody. The guy that you were loving.
You know what? Lose by 20. I say we just kind of shut the season down. Well, I say we pretend we have COVID.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? We can't play the rest of the year.
I would opt out too, but I've said for years, why don't you just fucking level that damn shithole stadium?
I just say we opt out as a program for the rest of the year if we lose by 20.
Better than that shithole you play in.
We win championships there, Kale. Tell us about your championships, Kale. We'd love to hear it.
What national championship did you ever win there?
We play there and we win championships, sir.
There are no championship games played there.
Nope,
there are no championship games played anywhere but neutral sites.
Except for high school.
High school. There you go.
1A.
Are you really going down that road, Kale?
Well, I mean, what you said was not accurate. Well, it's true.
We play there and we win championships. You play where
you
play.
Do you also hang banners up there when you tie in a division but lose a tiebreaker? Do you claim the division title?
We've talked about that before. You know that I don't approve of that shit.
Okay.
That I don't approve of that shit. So why are you even bringing that up, dude?
I know. I just love that because constant fans like, oh, you guys like participation trophies.
No,
and we show that thing right there. Well, I mean, yeah, well, technically, though, in the bylaws, we can claim that.
Yeah, well,
you're that. I think it was Townsend and Young said that a couple years ago. In the bylaws, it says if you tie for the division, you are technically. I'm like, yeah, that's your standard.
Oh Jesus Christ! Anyway, so there you go. My picks are submitted.
Real quick, Cale Hall. do you remember a guy, a receiver for the Gamecocks named Troy Williams? Do you remember? I'm asking for Thomas Dana Young, Troy Williams.
Who the fuck is that?
What a tool bag. Thomas Denny Young. Good Lord.
Goddamn. In the words of Jim Cornette, goddamn. Never heard of that motherfucker.
Troy Williams.
Who the fuck is Troy Williams?
He left a little bit off that.
I don't know.
All right, so Gamecock fans, call up and bitch and tell us who you want as your head coach. We're going to take phone calls for 10 minutes and we're going to be rolling along here.
Trying to make it realistic, guys, though.
Saved on my phone somewhere, like this really, really old video of Troy Williamson catching it was a 99-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I think it was 90. It was 98. Yeah, it was like one of those things.
Wasn't it against Virginia, yeah.
ACC team. Shock.
All right. Well, there you go. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. If you want to call in this evening and join the show, What was there? One other thing. Yeah, there's someone calling us now. And good evening. Welcome to the program.
You know, I just called in. I'm sitting here eating my bacon, and I think Will Muschamp is the guy.
That's what you cut. You, how long did you say on hold to do that?
I got nothing.
That's like Mike Francesa with people calling to troll him, and he'll always like exaggerate. You stayed in the line for 4 hours. You say that?
Yeah. He waited on hold to do that. Congratulations. Hey, my God.
That's almost as idiotic as there are people that will actually sit on hold on Uncle Lou's show for like 20, 30 minutes. And when he finally picks the phone up and starts talking to him, they'll just say like one sentence and then yell out the N-word and hang the phone up. And he's like, "What?" You know, he said, "You waited for 30 minutes, sir, to do that."
I don't know. I had a guy call into my show, what was it, yesterday, up on Fox Sports Radio, and he waited through a break, which is fucking, you know, this guy waited through a break to ask me what time the Gamecocks play on Saturday.
That's like people in that Braves Facebook group who will get on Facebook and then post, "Hey guys, what's the score of the game? I don't have internet. I can't get online." And they go, "Obviously, you're online. You're posting on Facebook. You can't find, like, I mean, I'm like, oh, what? Listen, don't get mad at me. I'm just thinking, I think it'd be quicker this way." No, actually, no. It's quicker. Like, 10 other ways it's quicker than posting on Facebook, asking a question, waiting for an answer.
Yeah. Good Lord. I got nothing. I don't even know what to say to that. Let's see here. Let me see if I don't know what's going on. Let me try to see if I can call this person back. Just call them back. That's how it'll work. I don't know what, but there you go. They just called. They should be sitting there waiting.
Like what?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, but phone calls are great sometimes, and other times they're just not. They're probably like, "Who the hell is calling me?" Yo.
What's up?
Hey, man, what you doing?
Nothing, man. What's up?
What you got for the show tonight since you called?
I just want to say that they need to bring Lou Holtz back and Steve Spurrier as the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
No. Steve Spurrier is younger than Joe Biden, the president-elect.
Good point, sir.
Think about.
Good point. All right. Well,
that's a good thing or bad thing.
That's a good idea, man. Hey, thanks for calling the show. I called you. Thanks a lot, buddy.
I think I was drinking.
This is your fan base, comrade.
that's not a Gamecock. That had to be a Clemson Tater.
No. I know who that is. That's the guy that's looking forward to seeing Jackpot at the live show coming up in December, which we'll put more info out about that. Yeah. No. Yeah, that's your fan base. I got nothing. Got absolutely nothing on that. And it's like, for some reason, there it is. Let's see here. We'll bring them in. And good evening. Welcome to the show.
Yo, yo, yo. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good, good, good. I just want to ask Jackpot, is he happy or not that we're not having to play the Gamecocks, not having to play Clemson this year? I mean, seriously, talk to me.
Not happy about it at all. But yeah. I look forward to that game every year. I mean,
right.
It's a right. It's a tremendous challenge for us, and you know, I think you know, if we happen to win, I mean, you know, the laughter and ridicule that y'all would get afterwards would just be, I mean, it would never end. I dream of being able to crush y'all's playoff hopes. It came within 21 points that one time, but it wasn't to come to fruit. But No, I don't think it's good for the state to not have that game played. I mean, it's just, it's a tradition, and
right.
Yeah, but I mean, as we've seen, nothing is for certain in 2021. So 2020,
right.
Excuse me, ahead of myself.
Hey,
but no.
Jackpot. What? Let me ask you this. How do you see the rematch, if everything works out, between Notre Dame and Clemson in the ACC playoff, honestly?
What do you mean if everything works out?
If Clemson wins out, Notre Dame wins out, and they meet head-to-head again.
In Charlotte, yeah.
I'm sure Clemson will win, and then you'll have a big mess because Notre Dame will say, well, we beat them in the regular season,
right.
And then Clemson will say, well, we're ACC champs, deeble-dobble-do, and I'm sure that the nod will go to the one who wins the ACC championship game, because the playoff committee takes injuries into account.
I think Notre Dame is locked. As long as they don't lose again, if they only lose to Clemson in the title game, I think N&D is getting to the playoffs. I think that win over Clemson and Death Valley, in Notre Dame, I think that was their lock spot in there. One, because Notre Dame's in the benefit of the doubt, they need TV viewers. The only way Notre Dame does not get in is if, you know, say BC beats them this week or something like that happens, and then if they lose to Clemson and Charlotte, then they won't get in. But I think they're a lock to get in there, and I think what will happen if Clemson beats them, you're going to have Clemson ND in there, because figure this out. The Big 12 won't have a team. Okay, the Big 12's out of it now.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
The Pac-12,
right.
I don't see the Pac-12 getting a team in there. You're assuming Ohio State's going to get in there. And you're assuming Bama's going to get in there. So, who else are you going to have? So I see it's going to be Clemson, Notre Dame, Bama, Ohio State probably, if that scenario works out.
I got you.
But,
I got you.
Georgia not in the running anymore.
Well, I don't think so, no. Florida could get it. Florida beats Bama. If Florida beats Bama, then you gotta, then we'll see. But but they'll set it up too, because I think they'll try to avoid having a third matchup with Clemson and ND. So you might have it, But I don't know. The committee might say we don't want a third matchup with the two teams. And so, I find it hard to believe they'll keep Notre Dame out of it if Notre Dame's got one loss, and their one loss came to Clemson and Charlotte.
I wouldn't put it past Notre Dame the week before that ACC championship game to be undefeated and say, okay, that's it, we're dropping out of the conference in football.
That's right.
And they would probably let them fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to play in the championship game. So Clemson will have to play somebody else. Clemson play the third place team. We're undefeated.
Yeah.
Lots of dumb tonight.
I just think that if Clemson is in Ohio State or 1-4, Clemson being 4, Ohio State, what Clemson got – and listen, I'm a Clemson fan. They're going to put Ohio State and Clemson back together, because Clemson got away with murder last year, and I'm a Clemson fan.
They did. I'm glad you're honest. That was a lucky-ass game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, caller, thank you for calling, man. We appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good night, man.
Good job, man. Thank you. Listen, man, if Jake Venables is playing middle linebacker for you guys, there's a handful of teams who can beat you. Ohio State will beat you. Notre Dame will probably beat you again.
I just love how you guys think Ohio State's going to get back into the championship series when
they're only playing seven fucking games. As long as they run the table, they're in.
They win seven games. They don't have to play any of the Big Ten teams
that are worth a fuck.
See, that's the problem with the Big Ten. They have a bunch of dumb fucks
Here's the thing. The committee's job is to pick the four best teams, not the four most deserving teams.
You can't be one of the four best teams if you don't play but a third of the games that everybody else plays.
But you're going by deserving. The four best teams, Jesus Christ. Ohio State runs the table and looks impressive, they're killing teams. They'll be in there, and they're one of the four best teams. You can bitch all you want.
They shouldn't be
there. It's not about
there.
Deserving.
No one should be in. No one from the Big Ten should be there. It should be.
It's the four best teams. It should every be, Sagarin rating, every power
care.
Ranking.
Fuck Sagarin. You don't like Sagarin
every,
anyway.
Every, if you look at your NFL
welcome
talent,
into the show. Please talk
Ohio
to the comrade
State,
does
it. I hate him too. I hate Ohio State too. Comrade. I can't stand him. Well, but one of the four best teams.
Comrade, go. I'm what do you got?
I'm the guy who came back against everybody in the pick-up. I'm interested in all these games. I wonder who's I wonder if Carolina Jackpot should be the head coach for the Gamecocks. He would be a better head coach than Will Muschamp. Do you guys agree with that?
It's a good point, sir. I can think of a lot of people that would be better than Will Muschamp. There's a blender in my kitchen that might be better.
Jackpot should try to get an interview for the head coaching job.
He'd have to take a pay cut because they're not going to pay the next coach anything once they're done paying that Will Muschamp buyout. So I don't know if Jackpot wants that job.
too much stress.
Yeah, too much stress. Thanks, caller. Can you imagine?
Ted Nahas for the comment. A lot of teams aren't playing all their games. Such a moron take from that guy in the far right. That'd be you, Ralph Sanders.
Okay, well, I don't really give a shit what you say. You're telling me that not playing less games, you should be looked upon the same as everybody else?
But,
that's a damn special kind of stupid.
They're
going to
play seven games,
though. All
of
you dumb fucks in the SEC running your dick suckers.
It's COVID season.
You're not going to give a shit. I don't give a shit.
The four best
it's not
teams.
My problem. Not my problem. It's your conference's
problem.
Honestly,
I know it's going to happen.
It's your conference's
problem.
I don't get.
You can talk
if
about
they
what
go
you think
and,
should
look,
happen.
Here's what I hope happens.
If they go 7-0,
here's what I hope happens.
They're in the playoffs, and they might be number one. They
well, here's what I hope happens. I hope that Clemson matches up with them and beats their fucking ass again.
I think right now.
Shut up!
If you guys played right now with Jake Venable as a middle linebacker, they would chew your ass up.
You got to remember, Ohio State sucks when it comes to team size.
I wish we could play it right now.
Dude, you really are a fucking idiot. What is wrong
Jake
with Benibles you?
Jake Venables couldn't start at Furman. He's starting a middle linebacker right now. He is horrible. He makes Ben Bulware look like he's speedy. Okay?
All right. Well, there you go.
What's the name of the kid for Clemson with damn hair?
What?
Defensive back.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know your players.
I don't judge players by their hair, do Kale?
Troy Polamalu hair. The defensive
you got several
back.
Guys that got big ass froze. What's your point, man?
Oh, goddamn. Never mind. I'm just trying to figure out what his name is. You
I mean,
know
I don't,
what
I don't check out guys because of their hair, Kale. Unless it's you. I want to draw a line down your head so it looks like a butt. How's that sound? All right. I think I've had enough fun with you guys for this evening. Picks will be up on... Comrade will post the picks on
They're
Saturday.
They're up right now.
No. Once everybody picks, you dumb.
Those are Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You'll post those on Saturday.
You said Friday.
Jordan says Landon Zanders. That's the guy that you're talking about. Landon
Ned
Zanders
Flanders,
does have
Ned
that
Flanders?
Led Flanders. Funny.
Howdy ho, neighbor.
We all need Jesus, and so does this show.
All right, real quick though, before we get off here, I want to wish a happy Veterans Day to Rob Sanders, who served his country in the Navy, I believe. Is that correct?
I was in the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard? Okay, close enough. Navy Coast Guard. All right, thank you for your service, Rob, and to all the veterans out there who are listening, who are watching, thank you for your service, and if it's not for you, we can't sit around here and bullshit about Clemson football being a piece of shit. So thank you to our veterans for your sacrifice and for your service to the country. I salute you.
Well, one other thing before we get out of here. They talk about Jackpot being the head coach for South Carolina. Would we kick Jackpot around like we kick Muschamp around? And Jackpot, would you do our show? If you
he
were
would
there.
Do our show, Stone.
Yeah, no.
Hell yeah, he's there.
You wouldn't kick me around because, number one, if we lost, I would accept responsibility for it. And I wouldn't, you know, sit here and bring up the regurgitate the same old fucking press conference I've been given for the past two fucking years. I tell you that. It'd be a hell of a lot more entertaining than that damn paint dry and fucking boring vanilla ass bullshit.
Yeah.
Crap.
True. Well, anyway, one other thing that may come up tomorrow, since the SEC has lost four games to the COVID this week, don't be surprised if there is some movement on the SEC schedule. And what I mean by that is that South Carolina may move up. The 3:30 game is gone. The picks for the 3:30 game are Vanderbilt, Kentucky, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Arkansas, Florida. I mean, I got
Arkansas,
nothing.
Arkansas, Florida would be it.
Yeah, but they nobody may move the Gamecocks nobody around. Nobody I don't know. They may want to put Lane Kiffin in there, and I think that each SEC team has to have it like at least once a season. This gives them an opportunity to put Ole Miss in there.
I love Twitter because it's like you can really be a fucking smartass on there. And it's just somebody they put on there something about our game getting moved up. Do you think – would you like to see our game get moved up? I think it was on the Spurs Up dude had tweeted it out. Would you like to see our game get moved up? And, you know, a lot of people were like, yes, please, yes. Yes, let's lose early, blah, blah, blah. Some guy tweeted something about, yes, he says, I would love to see this, you know, instead of a night game, let's have it during the day. Not safe because of all the – to play at nighttime because of all the things going on in our country right now. And I tweeted back some response, something akin to, oh, yes, Oxford, Mississippi is definitely a dangerous place for our guys to be hanging out. Bullets flying through the grove all the time. I mean, you're just dodging them there. So, I mean,
yeah. To key off what the comrade said, and this is the last thing I'll have for this week's show. We mentioned the stuff with the veterans. I served with two Coast Guardsmen at my first unit when I got out of boot camp. Petty Officer Mudd, Petty Officer Jones. Both of them were killed at sea. And a lot of people that die in the Coast Guard every year on missions to go and get people that are on boats that they're not supposed to be in, weather they're not supposed to be in, search and rescue type stuff. Lots of bad things happen to Coast Guardsmen. Not that I was one of those types. I was a guy that I did law enforcement stuff, but I also did, I worked on the Mississippi River moving buoys around to make sure that coal and everything else got from Minnesota down to the Gulf. But two guys that I served time with, they both ended up being on a boat out in Cape Disappointment, which is up in the Pacific Northwest, and at different times.
Columbia.
Yeah. Well, what's that? Yeah, it's not Columbia.
That's somewhere in Lake Murray.
No. But these guys went out to sea, and Petty Officer Jones was on a boat that was called an RHI, meaning that if it turns over, it rights itself. But he didn't strap himself in correctly, ended up knocking himself in his head when he went out into some seas, and he ended up drowning. Same thing happened with Petty Officer Mudd, just another accident while he was up there doing his thing. So those two guys would both be about my age now, but about ready to get out of the Coast Guard. And the sea took them. So happy Veterans Day to my two former shipmates as they rest at sea, which is the best way to go, man. That was my big thing. If I ever like die at sea, just fucking leave me there. Don't bring me back. I'm a child of the sea anyway. But salute to those guys. We appreciate them. All right, gentlemen. Appreciate you guys. We'll be back at it on Sunday. Instant reaction about the games this week. Looking forward to it. And with that, the show's a wrap.